O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Isaiah 61, verse 10, through chapter 62, verse 5. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Good and Gracious King by James Ferguson, Johnny Robinson, and Michael Farren. This congregational song features syncopated electric guitar lines, a contemporary worship band, and accessible phrases for easy participatory involvement. The text focuses on God's glory, grace, and holiness.
Good and gracious King. Isaiah 61, verse 10 through 62, verse 5. I rejoice greatly in the Lord. I exult in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation and wrapped me in a robe of righteousness, as a groom wears a turban and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth produces its growth and as a garden enables what is sown to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. I will not keep silent because of Zion. I will not keep still because of Jerusalem, until her righteousness shines like a bright light and her salvation like a flaming torch. Nations will see your righteousness and all kings your glory. You will be given a new name that the Lord's mouth will announce. You will be a glorious crown in the Lord's hand and a royal diadem in the palm of your God's hand. You will no longer be called deserted, and your land will not be called desolate. Instead, you will be called, "My delight is in her," and your land, "Married. For the Lord delights in you, for your land will be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so your sons will marry you. And as a groom rejoices over his bride, so your God will rejoice over you." What comes to your mind when you think of the word delight? What sorts of things do you picture? A few years ago, a poet and English professor at Indiana University named Ross Gay set out to study delight. He made it into a practice. Every day for one calendar year, Ross would ask himself, "What delights me?" Then he would write it down. He ended up collecting a series of what he called essayettes that eventually became a book called The Book of Delights. The book is filled with all sorts of great little stories, like a time when he and a friend were challenged to a pickup 2-on-2 basketball game, and he and his friend took great delight in destroying their challengers. It didn't even matter to them that they were playing against a couple of 12-year-olds. There's another story about the delight of air travel while carrying a tomato seedling. He writes, "What you don't know until you carry a tomato seedling through the airport and onto a plane is that carrying a tomato seedling through the airport and onto a plane will make people smile at you, almost like you're carrying a baby." Now, while it's a worthwhile exercise for us to consider what brings us delight, a far more important question is this: what brings God delight? What does God delight in? Well, our passage answers that question in a way that may surprise many of us. According to verse 4, the Lord delights in you. He doesn't simply put up with you. He doesn't let you sneak into his presence via some sort of back door. No, he celebrates over you as a bridegroom over his bride. This is the love of our God, a love that you get to carry into this new week. So in these next few moments, take some time to thank God for his incredible love and how that love has been demonstrated in Jesus. Pray that the Spirit would help you to know the height, depth, length, and breadth of God's amazing love for you. Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. For the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.